AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Solid, conservative, just plain right. Hey, Copper, we got some breaking court news. I'm sure you've probably seen part of it. Did you see the Supreme Court ruling on that Texas abortion law last night?
I did. Quite glad to see it.
Indeed. So, yeah. So, folks, yesterday we talked about that, I think?
Yes.
So, yesterday we talked about the fact that literally the Supreme Court had not even taken up any issues at that point related to the fact that Texas had passed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the nation. Literally, it was a fetal heartbeat bill. It said basically at 6 weeks, if you can hear a heartbeat. Well, it didn't say 6 weeks. It said if you can hear a heartbeat, which generally happens around 6 weeks, that an abortion cannot take place. It went a different route, though. Instead of giving the enforcement capability to the government, enforcement is vested as a private right of action in civil court, and you could sue somebody in Texas now if they contribute to the abortion of a child. I would assume, we talked about it yesterday, Copper and I did on the air, that there's some measure of standing you have to prove, like there's some connectivity to the child. I don't
actually
mean that for
no.
a fact. Yeah, what'd you find out about that?
Yeah, I read the bill, and it literally is anybody can sue any person involved. So one of the ones that's making people angry is that if somebody drives a woman to an abortion clinic, you can sue the driver, anybody.
Well, I would see that being, as an assistance. I mean, I guess at that point, they're like drove the getaway car to bank robbery in the eyes of some. So, okay, wow, that's crazy new. Well, anyway, so here's what happened. So last night, back up. Yesterday, we told you, Supreme Court had not taken it up, which meant that the lower court's ruling that it could be upheld was not going to be enjoined. In other words, it was an active law. It took effect, midnight? Was it Monday night, Copper? I think midnight, Monday night, or Tuesday night is when the law took effect.
Tuesday, and, yes.
Yeah, that's right, September 1st. So literally, we're looking at, bam, it happened. The law came into effect, and the Supreme Court didn't say anything otherwise. Well, now the Supreme Court has said something. The Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to leave the law in place. They didn't just ignore it. They didn't just, step aside. They didn't just stay silent. They spoke, and they spoke 5-4. And, Justice Roberts, who continues to discourage people as to whether he was ever a conservative in the first place, he voted with the liberal side of the bench. But all that to say, 5-4, that's where we are. Texas abortion law is in effect. Now, it's interesting because the way they went down this line right here, Chief Justice Roberts wanted to make sure that it was understood that the order was not based on any conclusions about constitutionality. I think what he was trying to do was infer that there are other arguments that could be made if the pro-abortion folks want to go at it again. But for right now, no. This is a major, major win for the pro-life community, and I guess your show, Copper, on Sunday is going to be related to this in many ways, isn't it?
Yes, we will talk about that. We'll have an interview with someone from the Foundation for Moral Law down in Montgomery to share some insight on it.
Okay, well, outstanding. And by the way, if you don't realize, Copper has her own show on Sundays. You want to quickly describe that, Copper?
Sure, thanks. Yes, it's called Prayers for Life. Sundays at 3 p.m., an hour long, and we're dedicated to talking about pro-life news and ending with a prayer that you can pray each week asking God to end abortion in America.
Hey, there he goes. And that's at 3 p.m., you said, right?
3 p.m., that's right.
3 p.m. All right, folks, and listen, here's another piece of breaking news. This just came in. So right now, when did this happen? I'm saying right now. It happened, it just happened, literally. A Michigan federal judge struck down a vaccine mandate that had been issued by Western Michigan University and decided in favor of the members of the women's soccer team, saying that WMU, the Western Michigan University, cannot compel the players to get a COVID vaccination. That's huge. That's huge. Now, in Alabama, by the way, we've got... we've got laws in place that prohibit certain things in terms of vaccine passports. In other words, they cannot mandate proof of your vaccination status for you to be allowed access to a facility or for a government service or for education, either public or private. But it does not say that your employer, a private employer, cannot have vaccine mandates for their employees. In this case, though, I believe what we had was a public, and I haven't read the opinion yet, but a public sector university was trying to mandate that students in that state, Michigan, by the way, extremely liberal governance in Michigan. That's where Gretchen Whitmer is. And Michigan got it handed to them. And apparently the ruling now is that the women's soccer team, they cannot be discriminated against and they cannot be mandated to have to get the vaccine if they so choose. Now, listen, I've been saying all along, by the way, I am not anti-vax whatsoever, but I am pro-liberty, all right, very much so. I'm a firm believer is that government's role in your life should be as to those things that are constitutionally required in order to, you know, prevent the infliction of, you know, defense issues or national security or essential services. But when you get into things like mandating that you take a shot, government better be careful, because you are reaching over into new levels of encroachment into the private life of an individual. Now, are there studies that say the vaccines work? Yep. Are there studies that say that masks work? Well, some. But what I'm saying is this. You have a right to question, as surely as I said in my monologue earlier, that you have a right not to be gaslighted. You have a right not to question. The same would be true here. And these students at WMU up in Michigan, they won. And good on them for sticking in the fight. But that fight, by the way, is here at home, too. Don't let me just talk about Michigan and you think for a second that I'm not talking about things that relate to here. I think you're going to be interested to find, as I'm developing a story right now, that we're going to have a guest on, I think probably Monday. And this guest is an employee of a hospital. I won't name the hospital at this point, but is an employee of a hospital who is going to talk about what it's like to have to work as a healthcare provider, a true healthcare provider. She's not in support. She is a true frontline worker. And is literally being told you will get a shot that she, as a healthcare worker, does not want, but yet she'll be losing her job if she doesn't. That's an interesting deal, because right now we're hearing we're very short on staff, very short on staffing in hospitals. We're told left and right, and yet they're going to start firing staff. Interesting. How's that going to work out? There's another story I heard earlier about a baseball manager. I got to track it down and figure out who I was talking to and listen to, who quit his job today at the pro level because they were mandating shots. It's going to happen, folks. Listen, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. We'll be right back.